From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is changing strategy in Syria. The Pentagon says instead of trying to vet and train large numbers of moderate Syrian rebels to be combat ready against ISIS, it'll focus more on support. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
With Russia bombing Syria to support that nation's embattled regime, U.S. officials are distancing themselves from a $500 million train and equip program that's produced only a handful of trained fighters in Syria. Without actually declaring an end to that program, the Pentagon issued a statement saying Defense Secretary Ash Carter is, quote, now directing the Department of Defense to provide equipment packages and weapons to a select group of vetted leaders and their units. The Pentagon is calling this equipping and enabling, and it's aimed at spurring rebels to win back territory controlled by the Islamic State, a process it says will continue to be long and arduous. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is visiting with families who lost loved ones in last week's mass shooting at Oregon's Umpqua Community College. Some praise the visit. Others accuse him of politicizing a tragedy to promote tougher gun controls. The visit comes hours after two other shootings were reported around college campuses, each suspected of being an isolated case. One person was killed near the Houston campus of Texas Southern University, second shooting in the area this week. Early this morning, another person died on the Northern Arizona University Flagstaff campus. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches has more on that.
Police have identified the shooter as 18-year-old NAU freshman Stephen Jones. He was taken into custody shortly after the shooting without incident. In a press conference, NAU President Rita Cheng said the university community was in shock.
This is not going to be a normal day at NAU. Our hearts are heavy.
Delta Chi fraternity has confirmed that some of its members were involved in the confrontation that led up to the shooting. The details have yet to come out. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Entertainer Bill Cosby is due to give a deposition in a civil lawsuit against him within hours. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports Judy Huth accuses Cosby of sexually assaulting her when she was a teenager.
Lawyers for Bill Cosby and Judy Huth would not reveal the location or any details about the videotaped deposition. A judge in Santa Monica this week issued a protective order sealing the tape and transcripts at least until December 22nd, when the judge will consider whether or not to release them to the public. Huth claims that Cosby drugged her, then sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion in 1974 when she was 15. She's scheduled to give her own deposition next week, and her testimony will also be sealed, at least temporarily. Cosby faces other court cases and possible criminal charges, but he's denied doing any harm to the more than 50 women who've accused him of sexual misconduct. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Dow is up 33 points. This is NPR. Hundreds of thousands of South Carolina residents are still forced to boil their water before drinking it following last week's historic rainfall and ongoing floods. Governor Nikki Haley says the damage is hard to imagine, and it's too early to say if all evacuees can return home.
The water's going to go down, and in some cases, 3 to 4 feet in a day, but there's a lot of water. So it just depends on when we're safe enough.
She says more rain is in the forecast, but not enough to cause more flood damage. Ebola may have returned to Nigeria a year after the World Health Organization had declared the African country free of the deadly disease. Local authorities have quarantined 10 people who may have come in contact with a patient who displayed Ebola-like symptoms. A Scottish nurse treated for Ebola last year in the UK is again infected. NPR's Jason Bobian says the woman is now in an isolation unit at a London hospital.
Hospital officials say nurse Pauline Caffrey is suffering an unusual late complication from her earlier Ebola infection. They confirm that the virus is back in her body and she's listed in serious condition. Caffrey contracted the disease last December while working as a nurse at an Ebola treatment unit in Sierra Leone. She became critically ill but eventually recovered and was released from the same hospital where she's staying now back in January. Other Ebola survivors have also been found to harbor the virus, often in their eyes, for months after being ill. Health officials in London say they believe Caffrey posed little risk to the general public, but they're monitoring several people who were in close contact with her over the last few weeks. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.